Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, how about a Tolo Friday coming right at you? A loaded, jam-packed show. We kick it off with High School Football Week 8. We've got upset picks to get to. Smitty, Matt Smith of Sports Talk Media Network, joins the show very, very soon. We've got a two-hour weekend menu, and it's best, Diesel, that we just jump right into the action on this Friday. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel back in the Ingles Market Studios. I'm Cole Bryson, live on location at Burns High School, where we will have Burns Eastside for you tonight right here on the Fan Upstate. But Diesel, I mean, we're going to jump into high school football here, but no bigger news for us country bum rednecks than Clemson approving a concert at Memorial Stadium. George Strait, King George, coming to Clemson. Did you see that today?
Are you running straight to your Apple Wallet, figuring out how much money you have in there to be able to buy tickets to this show? I can't imagine it's going to be cheap. But no, it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. Obviously, I'm a big country music fan, and George Strait in Death Valley Saturday, May the 2nd, with Cody Johnson and Wyatt Flores. So here's the bad news. It's not bad news because I'm doing what I love, but May 2nd of next year, I'll be out of the country on my weekly trip to Nicaragua. So I will miss King George, unless I can get a late flight, but I love it. I'm a country music, just absolute country music fan, Diesel, and George Strait. You know they hadn't had a concert in Death Valley since 1999?
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Has it been that long?
1999,
why?
Diesel. What sense does that make?
God.
It's been that long.
I mean, that's a 80,000-seat stadium. You had seating on the grass, on the hill, and now you're talking about putting – you know, 90,000 people in that venue for a concert. Why would you not want to sell that?
I know. Since 1999, it's the first concert in Death Valley. So, Tolos, welcome into the show. I'm Cole Bryson. Diesel's back in the Ingles Market Studios, rocking and rolling. Want to hear from you. Don't forget the Upset Picks Challenge is live right now at 844-326-3663. And we are going to get to the MLB postseason today. College football, so much to get to. Diesel's going to fire up some of that Burns bumper music, a little football music, and we're going to dive right into Week 8 high school football. That's where we start the show today, Diesel, as high school football, it's flying by. Week 8 is here, and it's time for me to make my picks.
Yeah, let's get going on that, Cole. Here's some big matchups. Let's start with Greenwood at Woodmont.
Greenwood and Woodmont, I think, could be a sneaky good game tonight. Greenwood, obviously, with Tristan Lewis committed to South Carolina, they're going to be the favorite going into this game, Diesel, even though there's not lines on high school football. Woodmont's a solid team this year that I think maybe could give Greenwood a little bit of trouble, but ultimately I like Greenwood to get it done tonight. Give me the Eagles to fly high tonight.
Okay, let's move on now to Hillcrest at Easley.
You know, Hillcrest is a solid team. We saw what Jackson Free does or can do, Diesel, when he really gets rolling. Quarterback over at Hillcrest, Bennett Swagger, does a great job. I think Jackson Free had 4 completions last week in their big win. Let's see. He was 15 of 17. Take that back. Quarterback for Hillcrest had 2 incompletions. He was 15 of 17 a week ago, 305 yards, 4 touchdowns. And he is sensational, Diesel. With that being said, I like Easley. I like what Sam Houston is doing there, building that program back up. But I'm going with the Rams tonight.
We just had a Malden quarterback on the show a few days ago, Cole. They're on the road at Greenville High School down at Old Serene Stadium.
And you and I talked about it. What was it, Tuesday or Wednesday, Diesel, when we had Langston on the show?
Yep.
Reddick Langston, the Fan Upstate Player of the Week, who had a great game last Friday. I think you mentioned it to Reddick, Diesel, about the game this Friday. This is probably one of the biggest games in Greenville tonight, Malden at Greenville. I love what Andre Cook's done there. I am identifying you with Malden since you live there. You're a Malden Maverick now all of a sudden. And I think, Diesel, your Malden Mavericks are going to give Greenville a good game, but I am going to pick Greenville tonight.
Yeah, you know,
to let you down.
I'm in this weird algorithm where it's showing me vintage photos of Greenville, and one just popped up on my Facebook today of Serene Stadium from like the 1930s, packed, and it was awesome. It was awesome to see.
Furman used to play there, Diesel.
They did. Yeah, they did. That was a big stadium for its day.
Sure.
Let's go to T.L. Hanna at J.L. Mann, the battle of the initials.
The battle of
T.L.H.
the initials,
versus
right.
J.L.M.
You're right. This one should be a good game. I'm going to go the T.L. initials, though. Man, there's no team hotter, I don't think, in the state right now in the upstate than Jason Tone and T.L. Hanna. They've got one loss on the season, and it was way back in week 0, Diesel to Burns. I like what T.L. Hanna's doing right now. I like T.L. Hanna to win tonight over J.L. Mann. It should be a good game, though. We'll see what Bryce Smiley can do against that tough wing tee style offense that Hanna runs, but I like Hanna tonight.
Next up, Cole, we have got, maybe here momentarily as my screen just refreshed and everything went blank. Next up, we have Dorman at Wade Hampton.
Name your score for Dorman, unfortunately. Who was it last week that made a joke when we were doing our high school picks, Diesel? One of our Tolos made a joke about Wade Hampton and said, Cole's trying to be as nice as possible without saying Wade Hampton's not any good. I do this every week when I pick against Wade Hampton. Dorman's going to win big tonight.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a serious question. It may sound a smidge mean, but what level would Wade Hampton have to drop down to be successful? Like if they were a 2A school, a 3A school, 4A school, where do you think their stasis and their success level is?
That's a great question. I've been asked that question many, many times with Wade Hampton. You know, you could sit like people that don't know high school football say, oh, well, they dropped them down to 3A. Well, you think they're going to go hang with the 3A schools? You think they're going to go hang with BHP and Mountain View Prep? And hey, I got one better for you. Let's go to 2A. Let's go to 1. You think they're going to go hang with Abbeville? They don't want any part of that. So it's tough, the spot that Wade Hampton's in. To answer your question, I'd say to consistently compete, it'd probably have to be a 1 or 2A.
Wow. Oh, man. Let's go to Eastside at Burns, the game you'll be calling.
Eastside Burns is intriguing, man, because this is not your grandma's Eastside team where you just pick Burns big. Granted, Diesel Esai didn't play well a couple of weeks ago against Boiling Springs. But this is the same Esai team that only lost to Gaffney by five. It's the same Esai team that was leading Spartanburg at the half. Eastside's led by Peyton Schrader, who was our player of the week way back in the early part of the season. Andre Wolcock does a tremendous job at Eastside. And Burns Diesel has a ton of injuries going into tonight's game. And I mean, offensively, I'm looking at my spotting board that usually has all of the starters on there, and it's a lot of new names. With that being said, I think Eastside keeps it close tonight. I like Burns to win, but I think Diesel tonight's Eastside-Burns game could come down to the fourth quarter.
Cole rolling through his high school picks of the week. And Cole, remind us, what is your record so far through the season in this pick'em?
On the season, I am 159-45. So
oh my.
About a 77%
okay.
clip.
So if Cole Bryson says your team is going to win, they're probably going to win.
So now you're putting pressure on. Now you're really putting pressure.
Let's go Riverside at Gaffney.
And by the way, I wish I could pick the upset picks as good as I do high school, right?
Yeah.
Riverside at Gaffney, I don't think will be close. I think Gaffney wins big tonight. Now, Riverside's tricky because they've got some talent. They've got some guys like Speedy Taylor on the outside, Diesel, that can hurt you and that can be dangerous. And I like what Gideon Marib does at quarterback. And Matthew Rochester has done a good job there. I just think ultimately Gaffney's going to have too much defensively, and I don't think Riverside's offense gets going tonight. I think Gaffney's defense that I saw last week played really well, really disciplined football on the defensive side. I think it's homecoming there in Gaffney tonight. I think they have a big homecoming win.
Next up, another big-time matchup in Spartanburg County. You got the Spartanburg Vikings at the Boiling Springs Bulldogs.
You know, this one's interesting. This one, over the past decade, Diesel's been really entertaining. A lot of people are calling for Boiling Springs maybe to upset Spartanburg tonight. Maybe a little hangover for the Vikings after a big win last week on a walk-off field goal over Dorman. I think Boiling Springs is still dealing with one too many injuries. And could it be close? Yeah, I think it could be close tonight, Diesel, but I just can't see. I can't see Spartanburg dropping this one after such a big win. I think the Vikings will be playing with a lot of confidence. I like Spartanburg tonight.
Cole, let's go off script here for you. Josh Babb on the stream says, who do you got between Dixie and Ware Shoals?
That's the game of the week down there, man. Ware Shoals is 7-0, and I think Dixie has a similar record. Chris Dodson at Ware Shoals has done a great job, man. Former coach who used to coach up here as an assistant at Gaffney. I like Ware Shoals to keep it rolling, Josh.
Okay, let's go to the Southside at Emerald game.
Yeah, Emerald probably wins. Southside, Diesel, they've had a tough year. I think Emerald's no great team either, but I do think Emerald gets it done tonight.
All right, Westside at Fountain Inn.
I like this one a lot. This could be a fun game. Westside on paper should win the game, but Sam Holliday and Fountain Inn, I think, them being the home team tonight, I think they're going to have a little something for a Westside team, Diesel, that lost a lot last year to graduation. Westside's the better team, and I like Westside to go on the road tonight and get the win, but I do think Westside Fountain Inn tonight could be a close one, and this could be one of the better games tonight in Week 8. I like Westside, though, to pull out one. If you're over in the Fountain Inn area tonight, Simpsonville, Fountain Inn, you're not checking out Hillcrest or whoever your team is, this one could be a good one tonight in Fountain Inn.
A little preview of a game we got coming up. Zach Wofford is on the stream asking about the Clinton-Landrum game tonight. We're going to come to that one in just a minute, Zach. Let's move now to Wren at Lawrence.
Wren Lawrence, man, Lawrence has struggled this year. Greg Porter still trying to find some sort of identity offensively. The first year there, they were running more of a rushing, a wing tee style offense. They had a former offensive coordinator leave. Now Greg Porter's running that spread again, which he knows best. I think Lawrence could keep it interesting for maybe a quarter, but I like Wren to win. Wren's one of the best football teams in the upstate, Diesel. Wren's a really good football team. Anthony Freight does a terrific job there. Those guys have had a heck of a season. I like Wren tonight.
Cole, this one is my pick for the most fun matchup to say tonight. Berea at Walhalla, holla, 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 holla. Berea at Walhalla, who's winning that game?
And the Walhalla, holla, hollas might be the touchdown scored tonight. I think Walhalla could score that many touchdowns. I think Walhalla wins and wins big.
Next up, Travelers Rest hosting Blue Ridge.
Blue Ridge looking for a bounce back after last week, man. They had a tough loss against Greer Diesel. Travelers Rest, you know, they've had a tough season as well. Chris Goodman does a good job over in TR. I love TR. Love Chris Goodman. He does a fantastic job. But I don't think Chris Goodman has the horses that he'll see tonight at Blue Ridge. And I think Blue Ridge probably a little upset after that tough loss where I believe they allowed 60 points last week. Off the top of my head, I think Blue Ridge bounces back tonight.
All right, tonight we got the Greer Yellow Jackets on the road at Seneca. Who do you like?
Wow. You know, this one's interesting, Diesel. Greer scored 60-plus points last week. I think it was 60 on the dot. Greer's starting to find their stride a little bit, but Seneca's a different animal. Seneca's a heck of a football team, and I think Rob Jones and I were talking about this a couple days ago. I think this could be one of the better games of the night if Greer can subdue that offense from Seneca. Seneca's 7-1. They scored 56 against Powdersville, 49 against Woodmont, 47 against West Oak, 75 against Wahala, 42 on TR, 47 on Blue Ridge, and 48 on Berea. This Seneca offense is potent, and I think this one could be a lot of fun. I think it's a shootout, take the over, and I like Seneca to win in a very high-scoring football game, Diesel.
Next up, we got Pickens at Daniel.
You know, Pickens is a good football team. They're a solid football team. Daniel, obviously, the cream of the crop, right, in 3A, and everybody knows that Daniel's a blue blood powerhouse. They're 6-1 on the season. I love Pickens and what they've done this season. I talked to a few people who thought that Pickens, you know, would have a better year than they've had. I think they've only won two or three on the year, so they've had a pretty average year, and unfortunately, I don't think that consistency comes tonight. I think Daniel wins big tonight over Pickens.
Tonight also, BHP on the road at Crescent.
Oh, man, this is a fun Belt and Honeyapath team, Diesel. Will Young, the head football coach of the Greer Yellow Jackets, told me a couple of weeks ago, he said, Cole, this BHP team is the best team in the state, regardless of classification. They're Crescent's 5-2. Belt and Honeyapath, this game is on the road. You said Belt and Honeyapath. You're talking about an undefeated Belt and Honeyapath team at 7-0 going to 5-2 Crescent. This could be a lot of fun. And I like Crescent's football team. I think they've done a great job this year, but I do think BHP is the better team. This one could be closer than people think, though, but ultimately, give me the Bears.
How about Pendleton hosting West Oak?
Pendleton wins big, West Oak struggling, and Pendleton's always a solid team, man. The Bulldogs win big tonight.
All right, next up after that, we got Christchurch on the road at Carolina.
Another win big kind of game. Christchurch coming off of a very close loss a week ago, Diesel, and Christchurch is as good as they come this year. Quinn Hatfield has that team playing at a really high level. I think they get that bad taste out of their mouth tonight, unfortunately, for Carolina. Christchurch wins and wins big tonight.
All right, going off script on you again, Cole. You didn't realize that I was going to make you work in this segment. MD75 is asking about his Newberry Bulldogs, who, by the way, have Keenan tonight.
Well, Keenan's a tough one, man. Keenan has athletes, and I'll tell you this. I was talking to a coach, I was talking to Lou Bezjak a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about teams in the Midlands area that are underrated, and the first team that he said and brought to mind was Newberry. They're 8-0 on the year, 2-0 in region. I mean, you're talking about an offense that scored 62 in week zero against Union County, 45, 41, 45, 45, 41 last week against Fox Creek. Newberry is rolling, and Keenan's good. They've got athletes, but Keenan's not. I think they've won three games this year, something like that. Keenan's going to be in for a tough one tonight. Daniel wins big.
Who do you like in Powdersville, Palmetto?
I like Powdersville big. Palmetto, I don't think they have the same type of athletes that Powdersville has. Robert Muster's one of the best coaches in the upstate, and he's got the dudes. I've seen them back during the summer, Diesel, in a 7-on-7, and Powdersville's, they're the better team tonight. I like Powdersville to win.
Next up, Southside Christian at St. Joseph's.
Little rivalry game here. I'm going to go St. Joe's and Eric Nash. They run that old Wofford wing bone style offense. Eric Nash, former Wofford Terrier himself, leading St. Joe's. I don't believe Diesel Southside Christian will be able to stop that tough wing bone offense consistently. They like to control time of possession. They like to pound it right at you, and they're gonna make it tough on you if you're not disciplined. And I like Eric Nash a lot. He does a really good job. He's the AD over there, been there for a few years. St. Joe's, I like them to win tonight in the rivalry game.
You know what I like about that game is you and Alex Guest, who have already called your shots and put it on this little spreadsheet,
yep.
You two are picking opposite sides of this game. So one of you is going to gain on the other when it comes to your season record.
And Diesel, we normally, just so you know, we normally differ on a lot more.
Yep.
And to your point there, we're only picking three different winners this week out of 20-something games.
How about that?
Yeah, so that's one of them.
How about Mountain View Prep at Woodruff?
This is the game of the night. This is it. I mean, this is the game of the night, Diesel. It doesn't get bigger than this, and I know a lot of people have already texted me going to this game tonight. It's at Woodruff. This was a heck of a football game a year ago, and Mountain View Prep got the best of them. You're talking about a 7-0 Mountain View Prep team that hadn't been in a close football game this year. The closest game they've been in was Crescent 41-19. Think about that.
God.
That's the closest game Mountain View Prep's been in. Woodruff 6-1. Their only loss coming to a really good Wren team, a 35-7 loss a couple of weeks ago. This is the game of the night. This is going to be a fantastic football game. I wish I could be at this one. Obviously, I'll have to call for Burns Eastside Diesel, but I have gone back and forth all week long. I'm going Mountain View Prep to win again this year.
On the road.
On the road. I think it's tight. I love Woodruff. Aiden Gibson's a fantastic ball player. We've had a player of the week on already this year from Woodruff. It was a 40-38 win for Mountain View Prep a season ago. And, man, I think this is going to be another barn burner, another good football game. But Kentavion Mack Anderson and those guys at MVP, they're for real. I think MVP wins tonight.
And help me out here, Cole. I know MVP is playing their games at NGU this season. Are they expecting to have their home stadium ready for next year next year?
I think the next.
Gotcha.
From what I've heard.
Yeah. 2027 season, yeah. Sounds like. All right, here's another one that you and Alex differ on, Union County at Chapman.
This one's a tough one to pick. Diesel, is a coin flip game. You're talking about a Chapman team that's winless and a Union County team that's won one game.
Mm.
So, you pick, and I'm not kidding, your pick here, Diesel, in this game will be as good as mine. I don't know between these two teams. They're not good football teams this year. No disrespect to the programs and the coaches. Look, the kids and coaches work hard. Harry Cabanis and Quinton Isom, they both work hard, respectively. But you're talking about one win for the combined two teams. So, I think this one could be whoever limits the mistakes tonight. I have no idea, but I had to make a pick, and I'm going to pick Chapman tonight for the first time this season. I'm rolling with the Chapman Panthers to get it done. It's at Chapman. Maybe the home field advantage gives them a little bit of a help, but I have no idea to answer your question. But give me the Panthers tonight.
All right, three more to go. We got Chesney at Liberty, another one that you and Alex differ on.
This one's going to be a really good game. There are several that I think tonight should be really good. Liberty's tough, man, and Chesney's had – they've had a good season. They haven't had a great season. I trust Brett Chappell and those guys to figure out a way to get it done tonight. I think this could be a sneaky, really good game. They're 4-3 on the season, Chesney is, and Liberty's also 4-3. Liberty's 0-1 in the region, but Liberty's coming off of two straight losses to Crescent and Clinton. So I think this is going to be a fantastic football game tonight. Chesney's a good one. They're coming off of one loss to Clinton, 50-29. And they only have three losses on the season total, just like Liberty does. I think whoever has the ball last here, I mean, I think it could be that close of a game. Give me Chesney. Give me the hometown Chesney Eagles tonight to get it done.
All right. I know a lot of our listeners are interested in this one. Landrum at Clinton, the Red Devils.
Yeah, you know, Landrum, I love what Mike Reed's done in his first season, Diesel. Landrum's a heck of a football team. They've improved. They had a tough loss a couple of weeks ago against Blacksburg that I don't think they really saw coming. I felt like I picked Landrum in that one, and Blacksburg got their win. That was last week, actually. You know, I'm going to go Clinton tonight, and it was one of our Tolos brought it up, Zach Wofford, on the stream, that Javen Cook, senior running back for Clinton, he said Javen Cook has a chance to reach the 20-touchdown milestone tonight.
Ooh.
And Diesel, over 1,000 rushing yards tonight versus Landrum. He's a North-South selection, to Zach's point. Zach's obviously a big Clinton guy. Zach, appreciate you commenting. Javen Cook's for real. Corey Fountain does as good of a job at Clinton as any coach out there. I think Clinton rolls tonight, has a really big night tonight.
1,000 yards in, what will this be, game 7, game 8 of the season? That's huge.
Yeah, it is. It's tonight's week 8. And you're talking about a really, really tough Clinton offense to stop. I just don't think Landrum will be able to stop that offense tonight.
And last one for you, Abbeville on the road at Whitmire.
Abbeville wins and wins big. So those are my picks. I'm pretty confident in most of them. I think I went 20 and 4 last week. I went 25-0 the week before. But as you said earlier, Diesel, about a 77.94% winning percentage. Hopefully I can get that near 80. I don't know. That'll be tough before the end of the year, but we'll see. I'm pretty confident in a lot of those. We'll see how good I do, though.
Cole, I feel like you could print T-shirts that say Abbeville wins on the front and wins big on the back and sell a blue million of them down
there. That's a good idea. I think they would. Abbeville's, they're a powerhouse, man. They're a staple in high school football in South Carolina. They don't lose much, and they have a great culture, a great fan base, and they're going to be tough to beat tonight.
Yes, they are. And those are your high school picks of the week. Good luck, Cole. I know you and Alex different on a few. I think there's a chance Alex could top you. Do you have a three-game lead on him right now?
Yeah, he could catch me tonight.
You could pull ahead.
Yeah, it'd be nice to pull ahead by six, but he could also, if I lose three, that Southside Christian, St. Joe's, Union County Chapman, those three you mentioned, he could tie me. Well, he's picked just as good as I have, just three games separated.
How about it? When we come back, Cole, oh, here we are. We keep talking, it feels like every couple of days we get news that a big-time cash infusion has made its way into a conference, into a school, but you wouldn't believe where the University of North Carolina has been looking for that cash, what kind of rocks they've been turning over trying to find a nickel or two. We'll tell you about it and see if you're okay with it next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Cole, is there a movie or a TV show from your childhood that quotes from it just kind of stuck in your brain for whatever reason over the years, over your lifetime? You just remember moments from that movie really well?
Yeah, the two that come to mind for the movie is, we mentioned this one yesterday, Christmas Vacation,
yep,
because it's the best. And then the show's Home Improvement. I find myself going back to Home Improvement more than I think any other. It was my favorite show, so I guess that's why. But I watched it probably more than any other show.
Quick, finish this quote. Hey, Griswold, what do you think you're going to do with a tree that big?
Bend over and I'll show
you. Yeah, love it.
Right?
For me, that movie was Jurassic Park. I love Jeff Goldblum's character. He was like a chaos mathematician. And at one point of that movie, talking about creating dinosaurs and bringing them back to life, he asks, you were so busy wondering about whether or not you should, you never stopped to question whether or not you should. And bringing dinosaurs into the real world, Cole, might be just about as bad an idea as what's been reported by The Athletic over the past couple of days, that prior to the college football season in 2025, officials from the University of North Carolina, specifically their general manager, Michael Lombardi, took, quote, an exploratory fundraising trip to Saudi Arabia on behalf of the UNC Tar Heels football program.
Is he on a wrong flight? Did he get
around? No. Apparently, they are huge fans of Michael Jordan and Bill Belichick in Saudi Arabia. So he thought, you know what, might be a good idea if I hop on a flight and go see if I can find some stacks of cash just laying around somewhere.
Well, I think you probably would find them over there if you looked hard enough, right?
Yeah.
I will say, when this stuff gets on the internet, it's bad because you see replies and posts and you can't help but laugh. But this was one of those things that, like, if you told me, Diesel, in 2025 to come up with 98 headlines a day, I would never have come up with this headline, ever.
Look, GMs, athletic directors, presidents of the university, more than educators and coaches and administrators, they are fundraisers. It is their job to go out and find money. You got to keep it coming in. Keep that money flowing. But I think, Cole, it also matters tremendously to a lot of people, especially college football fans in the South, not only that you have money coming in, but where that money is coming from.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating about this is as The Athletic has been trying to research the story and find out what's going on, I think Michael Lombardi, again, the GM of UNC football, has realized, ooh, it's kind of a bad look, me taking money from the Saudis to fund UNC football.
No.
Because when The Athletic reached out to him to ask him about it, he's like, not commenting, not going there, not talking about this. It's bad.
So what you're saying is, after Michael Lombardi went to Saudi and came back, then he thought it was a bad idea to talk about the
Yeah.
You can't make this up.
I mean, you
literally can't make it up, Diesel.
If you didn't feel like you're doing anything wrong, if you didn't feel like you were doing anything dirty, if you didn't feel like you were accepting money from somebody you probably shouldn't be accepting money from, why would you clam up and not talk about it?
And what I read was that there is a Saudi national who is a college football fan. So this going back to your point about movies, this sounds like something you'd see on a movie. And also a Bill Belichick fan and wanted to support Bill Belichick. You're going to first of all have to convince me. I'm not saying people in Saudi Arabia don't watch college football. I don't know if they get up and watch College Game Day with Nick Saban and Pat McAfee or not. I'm just saying, first, you're going to have to convince me that that's true. Maybe college football is that big. Can we check the ratings of college football over there?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question, Cole. And they wouldn't supply the name of the person that they spoke to, but a UNC a member of the UNC football program who would speak to The Athletic on the condition of anonymity characterized the individual as a college football fan interested in supporting Bill Belichick.
Huh.
Who could it be? Where could this money be coming from? Don't you think it's just a little bit dirty and a little bit wrong for foreign money? I don't care. I don't care if it's coming from, you know, the Bank of England in the UK. I don't want English money funding American college football. I mean, look, it's just another erosion of what is an all-American sport. It started with, you know, making it a point to go and recruit a ton of foreign players, Australian kickers. It seems like every team has got an Aussie kicker on their team now. And then it became, let's ship a couple games over the course of the season overseas. Screw the fans here. Let's go play the games over there. Now it's, well, we got to keep up with the Big Ten that's getting $20 billion cash infusions. Let's go to the Saudis and see if they have any blood money laying around.
Yeah, and I guess, Diesel, it was our mistake for believing that the Saudis' involvement with LIV was only going to be with LIV, right?
Sure.
And you look, the public investment fund that's worth nearly $1 trillion, they've invested heavily, including LIV Golf. They've invested heavily in wrestling. The country hosted WWE events. They've attracted soccer stars. Ronaldo was one of them, to play for teams in the domestic league. So, like, with the cost of college football, Diesel, continuing to soar and go up and rev share, right, with $20 million annually with athletes, I think it's critical for universities to continue to explore ways to boost that NIL and to boost that fund, because that is your job. But, man, that's one that makes you scratch your head a little bit and say, oh, okay, this sport that we all thought was pure and that we all loved. And, you know, remember, there were guys that got mad about the bad guys years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I bet those callers who called into radio shows then who were upset about bad guys would trade in their world right now to have that world back, right?
Go back and watch, like, Pony Excess, that great ESPN 30 for 30 film, and I don't remember who it was, but I can see his face and I can almost hear his voice. Maybe a former governor of Texas or something, who was like a bag man supplying money to these players on behalf of SMU. I'd rather it be somebody like that, because how is this any different? UNC seeking Saudi money, Saudi investments into their program. How would this have been any different than, for example, the Nebraska Cornhuskers teams of the late 80s and the early 90s going to Pablo Escobar saying, hey, can we have some cash? Because I don't see it as being any different, and I don't know that anybody can convince me otherwise.
Pablo. I mean, you know, the more we talk, it's funny you brought up the whole movie thing to open the segment, because the more we talk about this, the more I find myself thinking in my head, like, this is a movie. We're talking about a movie, right? We're talking about some stupid movie that we all thought We're the Millers was just a stupid, funny movie, right? Now we're going to convert We're the Millers, speaking of Pablo Escobar, Diesel, we're going to convert We're the Millers into a sequel, part two, college football edition. You've seen We're the Millers, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
So let's do that. Let's take We're the Millers, part two, college football edition, and it's Nick Saban and Miss Terry instead of Jennifer Aniston. And I forget the other guy who plays in We're the Millers. He's in
oh,
like a
oh,
million.
Oh, yeah, yo soy Pablo Chacon.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ed Helms. Ed Helms.
Yeah, he's in everything.
Yeah, he is.
But now it's going to be We're the Millers part two with Nick Saban and Miss Terry, and it only if it were fictional, except now it's not. Here we are. We've arrived. This story just it blows my mind.
It's weird to see how this thing has changed. And, you know, when we used to talk about this when it came to the Saudis trying to whitewash their image or sports wash their image when it came to LIV, we used to have people coming out of the woodworks supporting it, saying, well, it's okay. What happened on 9/11, that was 30 years ago or 25 years ago. It doesn't matter anymore. It matters to a lot of people. It matters to a lot of people, and this is just a continued whitewashing of their history. And here's how they're going to do it, Cole. They're not going to, like, put a big billboard on the side of the building at Keenan Stadium and said, paid for by the Saudi royal family. They're going to put some nondescript, East Corp or something like that on there. You'll never know what it is, but the funding is going to be there. It's not like they're going to put a logo in the language on the wall and say, hey, this is Saudi money that paid for this. They're going to put a nondescript name that people aren't going to realize and they're never going to think twice about.
It's crazy. Dan B. on the YouTube stream says, UNC going for blood money. F that. Kick rocks. UNC. Bye. Dan B., not a fan of it, obviously. And, again, we'll continue to hear from you, Tolos, on this. It's just one of those things you never thought you would. Diesel, you and I in sports radio, that's what we're talking about now. I mean, that's really what this world in college football has come to. I guess it has. Tolos, continue to get your upset picks in, 844-326-3663. Tolo J. Butane says, Adidas is German. They sponsor schools. Why not the Saudis? Well, there's a little bit of a difference between what the German – look, I know –
And it's also a weak argument
past,
if you have to resort to whataboutism. If you have to resort to whataboutism, you're trying to deflect from the argument. We're not talking about Adidas. I don't buy Adidas, by the way, but it's not for that reason. I just don't think their stuff is all that comfortable. So. I don't like the whataboutism arguments. I think it's weak.
Eric from Bowling Springs getting his upset pick in. Ty Duncan 864. Let's see. Silly Goose gets his in. Roger Carper, Puppy Monkey Baby, Tolo, Phil, Keith, and TR. Tolo's 844-326-3663. Continue to get the upset picks in. They are due. Today's the final day, and Diesel, we have to get into our headlines, our Daily Wires. That's next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is time to hit our top headlines, our top stories in the sports world. It's our Daily Wires.
Bzz.
It's the buzz that's happening. You may call them headlines, but we call them Daily wires. Clemson has approved a new six-year deal for athletic director Graham Neff. His deal runs through 2031. He'll average more than $2 million per year over that time. Diesel, Graham Neff getting paid a lot of money and now has a brand new deal. How about that?
Well, he's doing a great job. He keeps building the brand. He's worth the money.
The culture of throwing tortillas onto the field during Texas Tech games have gotten so pervasive that the Big 12 has issued the following ruling. The first instance of throwing a tortilla into the playing enclosure will result in a warning. The second will be a 15-yard penalty, and the third will be a 15-yard penalty and a $100,000 fine. Texas Tech's next home game is October 25th versus Oklahoma State. Did you make this up, or are you just making me read anything today?
It's real. It's real. Fans bring packs of tortilla shells, and they throw them in the air. They throw them onto the field.
Are you serious?
There's video of an opponent. I don't know who it was off the top of my head, but they were about to field a kickoff against Texas Tech, and somebody throws a tortilla right in front of where the opposing player is standing. He picks it up, and this is where it gets weird. He could have just tossed it off the field. He stuffed it down his pants.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he ate it.
No, it is a carbohydrate-filled snack tossed right down on the field.
What are we doing?
It's crazy.
You can't make this up.
It's wild, though. Like, thousands of tortillas. It's tantamount to people throwing trash on the field, but it's fun because it's tortillas.
Wow. That's weird. Again, two random. I mean, this just shows weird today. Last night in the MLB, the Dodgers defeated the Brewers 3-1 to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the NLCS. The Blue Jays defeated the Mariners 8-2 and tied the series 2-2. So the Mariners jump out front 2-0. The Blue Jays come storming back last night, and again, a tied series in the ALCS. Last night in college football, Diesel, East Carolina defeated Tulsa 41-27. So for any Tolos that had that in their upset picks, sorry.
See, did anybody take that game? No one took that game. I take that back. Tom in Somerville. Sorry, bud. Tom in Somerville took that one.
Of course Tom in Somerville did. Of course he did. That's hilarious. Let's see here. How about old Joe? Last night, man, the NFL, the Bengals defeated the Steelers 33-31. Joe Flacco said, "Who are those people out there bagging on me for being an old-timer?" Diesel, I didn't see that coming last night.
I saw on Twitter last night somebody referred to that game as the Ben Gay Bowl.
That's bad. That's bad. But Joe Flacco was not bad.
He was good.
31 of 47. 342 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 picks, a QBR of 75.2. That's impressive. Joe still got it.
Geriatrics out there throwing touchdowns. What year is this?
I'll tell you what. Golden State Warriors, or former Golden State Warriors general manager Bob Myers, is leaving his role as an ESPN basketball analyst to become president of sports for Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, giving the championship executive the ability to work across many of the world's top leagues. Micah Parsons, not a fan of the tush push. He complained about it and some of the NFL officiating over the in the past couple of days. The Green Bay Packers defensive end said it all, knowing that it could come back to haunt him both when his team plays the Eagles next month and when the NFL hears his comments. This is a wild one, Diesel. Sportsbooks flag dozens of suspicious bets made by gamblers repeatedly wagering against the same small conference teams in at least 11 men's college basketball games over 6 weeks last season. Documents reveal new details about the behavior of an alleged gambling syndicate and the game's suspected members, targeting between the 1st of December 2024 and mid-January 2025. That's interesting.
It's almost like people told you years ago that getting in bed with sports gambling was going to be a bad thing. But nobody listened.
No.
Nobody listened.
not at all. Why would that be? In case you missed it yesterday, Indiana's Kurt Cignetti reached a new deal, annual average salary of $11.6 million. Also, Penn State quarterback Drew Aller underwent a successful surgery on Wednesday on his broken left ankle, sources told ESPN. Aller is on track for a full recovery, as his timeline to return to working out will be sometime in the upcoming months. Cameras allegedly caught Aaron Rodgers using smelling salts in a September game versus the Vikings on the field right before he threw a touchdown to DK Metcalf. He also caught reportedly using the smelling salts before throwing a game-tying 68-yard touchdown versus the Bengals last night. Smelling salts are technically banned by the NFL, and that, again, is Aaron Rodgers. Are we surprised by that?
Well, they can bring their own. They just can't – the team cannot supply them. So they're banned, but they're not banned. They're illegal, but they're not illegal. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Carolina Hurricanes trounced Anaheim Ducks 4-1. They're now 4-0 on the season. A good start there. It's now being revealed that UNC football GM Michael Lombardi took a fundraising trip. We talked about this just a segment ago, to Saudi Arabia on behalf of Tar Heels football. And last one for you before we run to a break and hear from Smitty. Rivalry game this weekend for Coastal Carolina, an in-state team, versus the team up north, Diesel's App State Mountaineers. 3:30 kickoff with App State, and with some questioning Diesel, Tim Beck's job security, boy, does this game Saturday feel big for Coastal Carolina.
It wouldn't shock me if Coastal wiped the floor with us. I just don't know. I don't know about this
App State team. No, that's not going to happen, is it?
I don't know. Anytime I feel like I'm sure about this team, they go the opposite direction. So
I'm App State this weekend.
I would think so, but who friggin' knows with this team anymore. Cole, when we come back, let's go across the state to the other side of the state and talk to a guy that is crossing the state and will be on location with you in Clemson this weekend, as you're going to be covering SMU at Clemson. Smitty of Sports Talk Media Network going to join us next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.